This week on the show, we explore whether WhatsApp could unlock podcast success in Africa. We also delve into how a podcast episode sheds light on a recurring Hollywood problem. Everywhere you look, there's a chorus of "no green, no green, no grill." How can podcasters embrace this mindset to navigate 2024 successfully? Tune into this week's episode of Into the Podverse with Tony Doe for all these and more. Welcome to Into the Podverse with your host, Tony Doe. This is where innovation meets storytelling and challenges transform into opportunities. So join me, Tony Doe, on an auditory journey that unveils the secrets of this burgeoning medium. Uncover the hidden gems of podcasting from my perspective and with exclusive interviews from the masters of the Podverse. Motolani Alake outlined a compelling solution to Africa's podcasting challenges in an article published in May of 2021 for Pulse Nigeria. The issue outlined here is the slow adoption of podcasts on the continent, particularly in Nigeria, due to inadequate infrastructure, expensive internet access, and a content distribution problem. The current podcasting landscape is challenged by the need for additional data and specific phone features, making it less accessible compared to radio, which requires no extra cost to access. The problem primarily revolves around the limited audience, content recycling, and of course the inaccessibility of podcasts due to data costs and user behaviors. The solution proposed here is utilizing WhatsApp as a platform for podcast distribution. Leveraging WhatsApp's popularity and the ease with which Africans listen to WhatsApp voice notes, the proposal suggests transforming podcasts into voice notes distributed via WhatsApp. This solution aims to address the challenges of data expenses by allowing easy downloading and offline listening, aligning with the downloading culture prevalent on the continent already. The proposed model resembles a hybrid of group chats with specific interfaces for updates, news, reactions, and additional features for monetization, such as ad placements and merchandise sales. Moreover, the proposal emphasizes a subscription-based model at a more affordable rate compared to existing podcast hosting platforms. By using WhatsApp's existing features and incorporating podcast content as voice notes, this approach aims to democratize podcast access and potentially enable easier monetization for content creators. In essence, the solution revolves around repackaging podcasts into WhatsApp voice notes, taking advantage of the platform's popularity, widespread usage, and familiarity among African users to make podcasts more accessible, affordable, and engaging. It seems like there's quite a feud going on between Cat Williams and Kevin Hart. I might be the only one who's late to the party. Williams brought up some strong accusations recently on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay YouTube show, claiming that Kevin Hart's success was built on projects that were originally offered to him and that he stood by his standards, even if it meant losing out on certain roles. Hart, on the other hand, responded by calling Williams' comments sad and shifted the focus to promote his upcoming Netflix film. Their conflict seems to revolve around past opportunities and creative differences, with each comedian interpreting the situation from their perspective. What's interesting about this feud is how it's a clash not just between two comedians, but also about the dynamics of Hollywood, creative ownership, and differing artistic visions. A podcast like Club Shay Shay brought these underlying tensions to light by providing a platform for Williams to express his grievances and Hart to respond. In a nutshell, it's a classic case of conflicting views in the entertainment industry where success, opportunity, and creative decisions intersect. Whose side are you on? Dayo Samuel has been deeply involved in podcasting for quite some time. I first connected with him around 2016, but he was already busy assisting people in starting their podcast journeys using Audacity, that's the digital audio workstation, for content creation. His passion for radio led him to launch the Behind Radio series with his wife, Fisayo, as the host. I had the honor of voicing and producing the trailer for this series, which featured interviews with various figures in radio presentation and management. Episodes featured deep dives into radio programming and culture. Dayo also created the Audacity to Lead podcast, aiming to guide emerging thought leaders in finding focus, initiating action, and making an impact with their message. He's also the mind behind the Nigerian Podcast Network, a Facebook community catering to entrepreneurs and business owners interested in using podcasts and online presentations to connect with their audience, engage them, and promote their businesses. These days, he's a seasoned professional specializing in research, design, and content creation across various sectors like EdTech, HR, healthcare, cryptocurrency, fintech, and not-for-profit. As a successful product designer, he's skilled in Design Sprint 2.0, strategy planning, UX/UI/UED, podcasting, business development, and marketing strategy. Leading UX design projects, he brings over a decade of experience from agencies and in-house roles. Proficient in data analysis and team management, he streamlines cross-departmental communication. With 15-plus years in technical support and project management, Dayo utilizes human design thinking and tools like Adobe Creative Suite, Figma, Canva, and WordPress. A collaborative mentor, he fosters team growth. He deserves more recognition for his work, so I wanted to acknowledge him on the show. Thank you, Dayo Samuel, for your exceptional service to the Podverse. Does your church need a podcast? Yes. Yes, it does. Podcasts help churches grow in many ways. They let people listen to sermons and teachings whenever they want, even if they can't attend in person. This makes it possible for the church's messages to reach many more people around the world and not just those nearby. People can listen carefully to podcasts and pause or replay parts that they like, which helps them understand and connect more deeply with what the church is teaching. It also creates a kind of community among listeners who can discuss and share thoughts about the episodes. This can make new people interested in joining the church community. Podcasts are not just for existing members, though. They can be shared with others, becoming a way for current members to invite friends and family to learn more about the church. Plus, podcasts can provide extra teachings and resources for people who want to grow spiritually, making them useful for learning more about the church's beliefs and teachings. And so podcasts are a powerful tool for reaching out, connecting, and growing the church community.
In if I'm in trouble,
not grief, not grief.
The phrase we dey rain now, no grief for anybody. It's a reminder of resilience, refusal to succumb to adversity, and a commitment to staying true to one's vision. As podcasters, we know say challenges them plenty, and there are moments when it feels easier to compromise, to bend our content to fit the expectations of others. But remember, your voice is unique, your message is powerful, and your creativity knows no bounds. When faced with obstacles, let not grief for anybody be your mantra. Hold on to your authenticity fiercely. Embrace the hurdles as opportunities to showcase your unwavering dedication to your craft. Stay bold, stay authentic, stay true to your podcasting journey. Not grief for anybody, oh.
Into the pod first with my dad,
Tony Dill.
When I talk about my time in the podverse, jaws drop in surprise. Why? I joined the game in 2012, about a whole decade after its inception, still way ahead of many whom I've encountered locally. And at the time I joined, of course, I was navigating with fewer resources than most have available today. Picture me using Hawkshare to upload episodes before stumbling upon Podbean and, of course, SoundCloud, way before I knew how RSS feeds worked. Did it, uncle? It was before Wi-Fi, and I used a dongle, a USB dongle, with speeds of no more than 2.5G. How long you think, say, it would take me to upload 30 minutes episode? Do the math. I even attempted using Mixcloud for some music shows, only to realize that it lacked the download feature. Plus, discovering the limitations around featuring music was a relief at the time, and that slashed my post-production time in half at least. With a radio background, planning shows seemed like a breeze in the beginning, but sometimes it hindered the free-flowing nature that podcasting has allowed me embrace. Still, no more constraints or NTBB adherence, and every topic in the podcasting space is fair game. However, over time, the grind took its toll. That's when communities became my wellspring of inspiration and resilience. As platforms evolved, they offered smoother access and better tools for production and promotion. Social media became the gateway to expansion, and of course, you all know what YouTube is doing to you people. Through it all, I have learned that adapting is key. My journey in the podverse has been a roller coaster, but it's those community connections and platform advancements that have kept me going. As I look ahead, I'm excited about the possibilities the podcasting future holds. Innovation, wider audiences, and a space where creativity knows no bounds. So cheers to riding the waves of change and embracing the exciting prospects that lie ahead.
Hey there, if you're serious about growing your podcast and reaching a wider audience, then listen up. Did you know that promoting your podcast on radio can take your show to new heights? Well, it's true. Radio advertising offers a broader reach, adds credibility, and opens doors to untapped audiences. But I've even got better news for you. Introducing RadioAdSpread.com. With the code DOE800, you get access to a free consultation and your very own account manager. They'll guide you through the process, making it easy to start your radio advertising journey. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to expand your podcast's reach and influence. Visit RadioAdSpread.com today and use the code DOE800. Your podcast deserves to shine. There's more information in the show notes.
Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tony Doe Media and is produced by yours truly. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts, and do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description. May the Pod Force be with you.
I'm pretty sure it isn't taking it loud.
Of course it is. The thoughts in your head to most might be absurd. Don't forget to hit record though. Spread the word, let the world know. Let the story be told of new age warriors and heroes of old. Watch the plans unfold. The suspense, the chill, the pace, the knowance, and most of all the skill. The heart is speaking for real. I hear them talking. Renew my subscription, keep the episodes coming. Mwah.
Pure satisfaction, numbers going up and the show's gaining traction. Call to action, suggest you hit the like button. Leave a rating and review, and I'll get back to you. Hope you enjoy the show. I would like to know what you think. Share your thoughts below.